Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 41, Anime Episode 33. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 33?
Episode 33 is titled Usopp's Death? Luffy Yet to Land? And we begin on the ocean with the great Momu, who is very tired at this point because the great beast is still towing Sanji's ship and heading through the choppy waves. So the ship is bouncing up and down out of the water. And Luffy's having a great time with that, but they're really pushing old Momu. And then we cut to Arlong Park. We cut to the forest, and Arlong is being dragged through the trees by his men because he was so mad still, you know, about being defied by Usopp back in Kokoyashi Village. And he shakes them loose and then says, well, let's go back to Arlong Park, which is funny because I think that's where they were taking him. So then we cut to Usopp being chased by some mermen. And he's chased through this very tall grass, and he ends up finding himself stuck at the edge of a cliff with just this weird-shaped tree sticking out of the cliff. And the mermen show up. The grass is so tall that it comes up to their chests, but they don't see Usopp anywhere around, and they're like, oh, were we mistaken? And they turn to go, and we see that Usopp is actually contorting himself into the shape of the tree to hide behind the branches. And his hair is sticking up a little bit, and a bird flies down and nests on his head. But he successfully hides from the merman only to fall off the cliff and fall down the cliff. He's very resilient, though. He makes it down to the bottom and he doesn't die. Across the water in this cove, a merman is interrogating a human on the opposite shore. And he sees Usopp and starts swimming to him. And the guy that he was interrogating is like waving to Usopp, look out, look out. And Usopp is like, oh, you're cheering me on. Oh, thank you, thank you. And then all of a sudden the merman pops up right in front of him and grabs him. And so then back at Arlong Park, you recall we left Zoro sitting in Arlong's chair. He had killed a whole bunch of mermen, and he was just kind of killing time, waiting for Luffy to show up. And so he's still there. He's like, where is Luffy? This is so boring. And then he hears a voice, and he sees these three fishing poles waving around outside the wall, the seawall. And so he goes over to the seawall, he gets up on it, and he looks down, and there is our friend Hachi, who calls himself the Charming Octopus Merman. Hachi is very interesting. He's very easily confused. And he actually tricks himself into helping Zoro, believing Zoro to be a guest of Arlong. And so he tells Zoro all about Usopp, and you know, Zoro's like, oh man, I gotta go get Usopp. And so Hachi actually tells him, get in my octopus pot, and he takes him to Kokoyashi Village. And then Arlong arrives after they've left, and he finds his comrades dead. One is barely alive and says that Zoro did this. So, you know, apparently he's a pirate hunter that whose name is known to Arlong. And they're like, oh my god, that was Zoro! Oh no, I can't believe it. Meanwhile, Usopp has been captured, and he gets dragged in by the nose by that merman who snatched him. And, you know, there are various comments about his nose throughout the episode. Meanwhile, Hachi gets Zoro to Kokoyashi Village, and he asks for Zoro's name, but again, he somehow linguistically confuses himself and ends up answering his own question and floating away with his octopus pot. And Zoro runs off. And back at Arlong Park, Usopp tries every tactic to not be killed. He'll say anything and he'll switch on a dime. And then while a merman discovers that the cell that Zoro was in is now open and someone has set Zoro free. The merman is suspicious and he tells Arlong, is it possible that Nami let Zoro free to take your head? And some of the other mermen agree that she has been acting strangely lately. But then Nami's there. She's heard this and she walks forth to contradict him. And Arlong assures her that, you know, he doesn't suspect her. They've had a pact for 8 years now. But the merman who found Zoro's cut bonds keeps pressing Nami. He doesn't understand her obsession with buying Kokuyashi Village. She's always betraying her kind for money. So why the soft spot for this one tiny village? And then that merman shows what he found in Nami's room. A map. This is something that alarms Nami to see. Meanwhile, Zoro is at Kokuyashi, and he questions the villagers and finds out that Usopp was taken back to Arlong Park. So now he's got to run overland back to Arlong Park. And at Arlong Park, Arlong studies Nami's map. Kokuyashi Village is marked up like a treasure map. And then Hachi shows up, and he's horrified by all the bodies of his fellow mermen. And he doesn't understand what happened. And he finally pieces together that it's basically his fault. Again, Hachi is easily confused. And he tells everyone that he took Zoro to Kokuyashi Village. And Arlong says, well, that's fine then. They're just going to wait here. Zoro is searching for him and will come here for him. And this makes Usopp think, maybe if he can just hold out, if he can survive and buy himself a little more time, then Zoro could come and rescue him. So he sneaks his slingshot from his bag and draws it to fire. And then Nami takes him out with her staff, just whacks him good. And Usopp, you know, stands back up and calls Nami out for her treachery, but she is totally unmoved. She won't let him ruin the business that she's taken 8 years to build. And she drops her staff and she takes the knife from that merman. And Usopp laughs at first and then realizes that she's really serious. And so he pulls a pellet from his satchel, shouts, killing move, and slingshots it. And the pellet explodes and it turns out it's a smoke bomb. So Usopp uses the smoke as a diversion. He turns and runs, but Nami has figured it out, and she cuts him off. And as the smoke clears, she appears to plunge the dagger into his stomach. And Nami says, just die. And Usopp staggers past her and falls into the pool. And the mermen cheer Nami. But we see outside a window in the wall, Johnny has just witnessed this murder and is racked with grief. He can't believe that big sis Nami would do this. And the merman who doubted Nami commends her, but she doesn't have any interest in his friendship or any of their comradeships. She gives him the bloody knife, and she takes her map back, and she says that all she cares about is buying that village. And she reminds Arlong to keep his promise. And Arlong's like, of course, absolutely. And meanwhile, Johnny is just beside himself. He calls Nami a witch, and he runs away. And we cut to back at the ocean. We see Momu is now completely exhausted, poor thing, towing the ship to Arlong Park, but so tired that the great beast veers off course. And now we cut to Nami entering her map room and flashing back to herself as a girl being brought there by Arlong, who has provided her with everything she'll need to be his cartographer. And, there's suddenly, you know, as Nami is remembering these things, there's suddenly an earthquake, or it could be, it feels like an earthquake. But what it really is up the coast, Momu has crashed right into the coastline, and the ship is flung forward over Momu's head at great speed, and it just hurtles through the air. It's like it's flying, and it hurtles over the treetops, and the ship finally goes down, and it slides this long way through the forest, and basically plows right into Zoro. And the ship finally crashes into a hillside. Zoro tells the others that they have to hurry or Usopp will be killed. And then they hear a voice say, "He's dead." And there's Johnny. He's arrived. And he says, "It's too late. Usopp was killed by Nami." And then we see Nami gazing out a window. And we see footprints in the sand. And then a strange, mysterious being walking along the shore. It's like tall and gray, almost like it's wrapped in something with only a slit for eyes. And the strange one murmurs, "Am I a ghost?" To be continued.
Who is Chew?
I did not catch this character's name, but he is a merman. He has a long, fishy kind of muzzle mouth, bluish-green skin, sort of ochre-colored hair hanging down in his eyes, and he wears a blue vest and a choker kind of necklace, maybe puka shells.
Who is Hatchet, or Hachi?
Who is Hachi-san?
I think it's Hachim.
Hachan.
The character in the foreground calls himself Hachi. He is also refers to himself as a charming octopus merman. Hachi has, looks like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arms. And with big octopus suckers on them, he has sort of a starfishy type hairstyle, a long fishy muzzle, and wears sort of a an old style bathing suit with red and gold stripes.
What was the setting in this episode?
This setting bounced around to a number of settings we've already seen. The Momu and Sanji ship at sea. Also, the Momu and Sanji ship arriving at Arlong Park, flying over the forest and crashing into the grasslands beyond the forest. We also saw the outside seawall of Arlong Park, as well as the interior courtyard of Arlong Park. Also, we looked at the cell that Zoro was kept in, and the map room that Nami used for her cartography. He also went briefly to Kokoyashi Village and the surrounding area with the tall grasslands that the mermen pursued Usopp through. We saw the cliff that Usopp hid on and fell down. And we saw the cove that Chu swam across to abduct Usopp when he fell down the cliff.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Usopp drew a pellet from his satchel, shouted, "Killing move," and slingshot it. The pellet was, in fact, a smoke bomb.
Hisatsu Kemariboshi.
Hisatsu Tamagoboshi.
Tamagoboshi.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I'm very curious to see what is the deal with that strange person wrapped up in whatever it was that said, "Am I a ghost?" What's that all about? We shall see.
Aha, yes. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 33. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!